Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, June 17th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Cindy Roller, the editor of the Cooper Review. Birthdays, the founder of the Methodist Church, John Wesley. Barry Manilow turned 70 today.
I've been alive forever, and I wrote the very first song. And I write the songs.
Also 70 years old today, former Speaker of the House and presidential candidate Newt Gingrich. Actor Greg Kinnear is 50. Tennis star Venus Williams is 33. This day in history, June 17th, 1994, 20 years ago today, O.J. Simpson's infamous ride through the streets of Los Angeles in a white Bronco. Tom Brokaw from an ESPN 30 for 30 documentary.
We are witnessing tonight a modern tragedy and drama of Shakespearean proportion being played out live on television. And you can probably believe this, in our modern popular television culture, people are going to the freeway, parking their cars, and waving at OJ, we're told, as they drive by.
Look at all the cars on this next bridge, man.
In 1775, during the Revolutionary War, the Battle of Bunker Hill. In 1963, the Supreme Court rules against required recitation of the Lord's Prayer and reading of Bible verses in the public schools.
The first question at President Kennedy's news conference deals with the Supreme Court decision that a New York school prayer violates constitutional separation of church and state.
It is important that we support Supreme Court decisions, even when we may not agree with them. In addition, we have in this case a very easy remedy, and that is to pray ourselves. We can pray a good deal more at home. We can attend our churches with a good deal more fidelity.
Number one on the charts in 1967, Felix Cavallari and the Young Rascals with Groovin'.
Groovin' on a Sunday afternoon.
On the KETR events calendar this evening from 6:30 to 8:30 on the beautiful square in downtown Sulphur Springs, a drum circle for all ages. Please bring any kind of drum that's played by hand. For example, a Congo drum, bongos, a tambourine, maracas, and so on. No trap drums or timbales, please. Alcohol and drugs are prohibited, and this is a non-political and non-religious event. For more information, see events at ketr.org. And our thought for the day is from John Wesley, born this day in 1703. Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller. Good morning.
How are you, John Mark?
Well, great. Glad to have you here. Cindy, interesting program that's going on in Cooper, and maybe it's all of Delta County, I don't know, but you have some kids, youth missions that are involved in helping clean up the town and tearing down some old worn-out buildings.
Yes, the city has got some structures that are kind of abandoned, and some of the owners need some help, you know, doing some cleanup. So this is their mission week that they are, you know, they've instructed for this week to be that does the cleanup around the town. They're also painting in the city park. All the playground has been painted. John Deere green picnic tables. It looks really great. So
are these local kids from Cooper?
Yes.
Are they affiliated with any particular organization?
It's not any particular church. New Life is kind of behind it a little bit, but mm-hmm. It's any kids in Cooper or Delta County that want to help, they can come out and help. It's a pretty good little
Yeah. Have they actually torn down some buildings from all the way down to the ground?
They're working on it right now. Now, last summer they did do some of that. Last time I checked on them, they were on tops of roofs and pulling shingle by shingle and taking, and they're recycling what they can. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. So.
I guess they have some supervision.
Yes, there are some adults out there
because
with them.
There's some risk involved in that kind of work. Well, that's good, and I think there's probably quite a few.
Yes.
Old buildings need to come down.
There are some.
Yeah, and Commerce has the same situation. So also a new principal coming to Cooper High School.
He is. His name is Keith Cook, and he's a first-time principal. He hasn't been a principal before. So, and he was a math teacher at Sulphur Springs. So
coming from Sulphur Springs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
High school.
Yeah.
Had the previous principal retired or what was?
No, he has moved on. He is going to be at Palestine with Jason Marshall, the former superintendent at Cooper, has asked him to take a position there. So
I see. What's his name?
Chris Kaiser.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, good.
Mr. Kaiser.
All right. We're talking with the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller. Now, I've been reading there's some problems with the meal a day program in Delta County. What's going on there?
Yeah, they were a little unsatisfied with some of the delivered meals that were coming from Nito, which is out of Mount Vernon. And so the COG, which is the Council of Governments, decided to assign the program to Lamar County Human Resources. And they have taken over and have improved some of the meals and made it a little bit better. And it looks like it's going to be a better situation for Delta County.
So they've changed providers.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
From Mount Vernon to Lamar County.
Yeah, to Paris. They're coming from Paris now. So
is it a different organization or just a different?
Yeah, it's a completely different organization. So, yeah.
About how many people are getting daily meals from that program?
Well, they said it was like 2,200 for the month for Delta County.
Wow.
But it's different titles. It's situated differently. So, but they have about 25 people that get a meal every, you know, daily during the week.
2,200 meals.
Yes.
You're talking about were served then.
Yeah,
but
for the month.
I see. And then about 25 people on a daily basis.
Yeah, that they serve at the Civic Center in Delta County. So.
Oh, I see. So the folks come to the Civic Center.
They can, and there's some delivered. They're looking for more people who are interested in getting delivered meals. They had about a 50% drop when Nito had taken over and, you know, people were dissatisfied, and so they stopped the service. But now, you know, and of course it is a free service, but now they are hoping to get those people back with the improved meals.
Yeah, they were just dissatisfied with what was being served.
Yeah, they were basically getting a canned meal. It was like a can of soup, and they weren't very happy.
Yeah, just opening up the can and let it go at that.
Yeah, yeah. That's not satisfactory.
That's not great. Okay, and on the most recent edition of the Cooper Review, as we speak, a Humvee that has come to the Delta County Sheriff's Office.
It sure has. A 1986 version Humvee that was free.
A 1986 version. I'll take that.
Yeah.
It
was pretty interesting. I actually did get to ride in it. I rode around the square with Sergeant Charla Anderson. She gave me a ride. We couldn't hear each other communicate because it was so loud, but it's an interesting vehicle.
And this is a program whereby the military gives the older used Humvees to sheriff's offices and what have you.
Surplus. And they get other things besides just vehicles. They've gotten used firearms and things like that. So it's a pretty good program. It's called the 1033.
Yeah. So how do they plan to use it?
It's mainly going to be used for, like, emergencies. It's not going to be something they use regularly, I don't think, because it's going to use quite a bit of fuel.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting vehicle. I think, like, the ice storm that we recently had, it would be something useful.
You could get into places that are difficult to get into.
Yeah. The department has no four-wheel drive vehicles right now. So
I see.
So this will be their first four-wheel drive vehicle. So.
Well, if you're an evildoer, that's going to get your attention, isn't it? That Humvee comes rolling up.
It's parked in front of the sheriff's office, and I think it's gotten lots of looks.
Pretty mean looking. Hey, listen, we covered a lot of ground here this morning.
Yeah.
Cindy Roller is the editor of the Cooper Review. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Well, thank you.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.